good afternoon. I spoke with Father. They all give you their love, and I give you my peace. Father has a very long message today, so I'd like to switch things up a little bit. I'll discuss some topics of things I just want to talk with you, and then I'll discuss the visit we took to the Horns that Trisus and I took, and then Tranquility, if you could give some update on Tom with what's currently been going on with him, it would be appreciated, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Something I implemented about 2 weeks ago, every Sunday when you guys have our bind and sweep, when you come into a congregation on a Sunday morning, I've included now an automatic curse removal process that's going to happen, because it's come to my mind and my attention, too, that there are a lot of families that have curses on them. So even though we do a bind and sweep and remove the demons from them, if there's a curse that's there, then the demons are going to come back. So any congregation that any one of the healers goes to now will include that process as well. Trisus and I went and visited the Horns about 2 weeks ago. It was nice to actually meet Tom for the first time. His eyes are completely clear. They're blue. He stayed up with us till 12:30 in the morning the first night. We all laughed our butts off. We had moments where we all cried, and it was just an amazing weekend to spend with him and see him as he really is. Tranquility, can you give us an update on him?
He's doing amazing. Today was like a big milestone. We only had 11 members in our congregation today, and it was the older members that were still in the congregation, because we had a Chinese beach day in a further up north. And so I've been giving Tom these pep talks and telling him how it's really important that people, that we don't make a liar out of Apostle Orlovsky, because he performed this wonderful miracle, and no one will fully realize that the apostles have the power and authority if he himself is not progressing. And Tom really took that to heart. And this morning before we left, I gave him a healing. And then I said to him, you know, it would be really nice if you were able to sit in the sanctuary today. That has always been my secret prayer, that that he's able to come into the sanctuary and be with us. Usually at the beginning he was only able to go to the bottom of the stairs, and then he moved up to the mother's room. So today he sat in the sanctuary at the back. And because we were so few in number, he was singing the hymns, and he was singing so loud that people turned around and did double and triple takes, because they had never seen Tom like this in over 10 years. And also he was able to walk up for Holy Communion, which was the first time in years and years that he was able to do that. Usually the ministers would come to the back and serve him communion. And then we went for lunch, and after that he came with me to visit a senior in an old age home. But the nice thing was, after church, he waited. Usually he goes out after the threefold Amen. But this time he stayed and shook hands with every single member that was there and spoke to them. And some of them are black and from the old school, so there was a lot of praise God, praise Jesus, you know, never give up. It was so wonderful. I was just on a high, really. On Thursday, we were able to go away for the first time in 13 years. We went away for 2 nights. And it was just amazing. And Tom said to me, wow, he said, people actually talk to me again. And they like to talk to me. And I've been telling them about positive energy and the energy that we give off. And so he's becoming more aware of that. And I don't know, it's just wonderful. And I want to thank all of you for all your prayers and your support and your love. And just wanted to share all this with you. It's just so wonderful. It's a miracle like I would have never imagined or dreamed of. So thank you very much. But don't stop.
You're welcome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great.
Can I ask who joined us on the call, please?
That was Kira. I have her muted because there was some background noise.
Okay. Kira's here now. Wonderful.
Yes.
Starburst, welcome to the call. All right. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so I spoke with Father. He had much to say, so 1 second. I expand everything. Father said, "My dear son's team, many feelings come across your heart as you hear these words. Mixed emotions fill your souls. What is it today that our Father will share with us? What will he tell us? I will say, much. There has been once again a paradigm shift in power. Satan is taking hold of many countries, and he is twisting their leaders' hearts against us. This is all part of my plan. For Scripture speaks of wars, impending wars, and natural disasters. This is how one would identify how close the end time is. Many of you I have moved into new positions of authority within our church. Others I have changed your path and caused new people to come into your life that you can now help. Some of you have stayed where you are and are not doing much. I have given all of you a talent. Jesus spoke of this, of the one who buried his talent in a napkin and did not increase it at all. For him, his lot was to have his talent removed, and it was given to someone else. Beloved, I do not wish to do this to any one of you. I am trying to encourage those of you who are still afraid and are hiding their gifts from the world to now step forward at work. I did not choose you so that you could help just your family and yourself. I chose all of you so that you would assist my son and help save the world. Do you now see the magnitude of this task? When you took your vow, none of you really understood completely the path you chose, but you trusted Supplanter. Over this past year, I have been slowly sharing with you more and more of this path. I am still molding many of you into what I need you to be, but some of you are fighting me. Please trust me. Trust that my son is doing my will. You need to overcome your fears and yourself if my plan is to move forward. I will not force anyone who does not trust me to work with my son. So within this vein, I am now willing to let any one of you off this team that does not believe they can put their complete trust in my son and help him with this task. I will now ask all of you for a moment of pause to think about this." You can look back in history and see all of those I blessed who had just a little faith in me. They did amazing things in my name. And they did what I asked of them. I have not changed. The times have certainly changed. Today, hearts are more concerned with what their family, friends, and loved ones think of them than what the Lord God thinks of them. Yes, I am a little agitated that we need to have such a conversation. Many of you enjoy the gifts I have given you, and you marvel over your accomplishments, and still you have doubt. Why? Have I not proven myself to you? Has my son Supplanter ever given you one reason to doubt him? You must answer those questions for yourself. From this day forward, this task is no longer a spectator sport. You are either in, fully committed, or you are out. Please make your choice by tomorrow evening and then let my son know. No. I am hoping that you know I love you. That is why I'm speaking to all of you this way. Once again, I will point out that I am not speaking to you. I'm sorry, let me rewind. Once again, I will point out that I am now speaking to you the same way I spoke to the patriarchs of old. The only difference between you and them is that I did not give them the choice that I give you today. My love for you and my patience for you is great, but the time is short. I must now have you understand the full commitment that I expect from all of you. This is not a game. We are speaking of mankind and their salvation. I know that what I am asking of you is not a small task. but I also know I would not have personally chosen all of you if I did not believe you would have accepted this commitment and then see it to the end. Do not give your answer to my son until all of you have slept this eve. Then tomorrow I am willing to talk to you and handle any concern you may have. You will let him know tomorrow evening. He will not contact you to ask you for your decision. If you do not contact him, then we will take your silence for the answer no. I will then remove your gifts from you, bless you, and send you on your way with no recourse. Please know, I will always love you. Once again, this is not an easy task. I did not create you to handle easy. I created you to handle impossible. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Our next meeting is Friday, September 19th at 6 p.m. Does anyone have anything they'd like to add? Okay, then I would like to pray with all of you. It's a short meeting. I probably should have said that at the beginning.
The planter, I have a question. I was muted, so they couldn't. Sorry. I couldn't ask my question.
Okay,
how are we supposed to contact? How are we supposed to contact you?
You can send me a text if you want. Send me an email.
Okay. It beeped out, and I thought you said contact you in your sleep.
No. You guys are supposed to sleep tonight, and then let me know.
Okay. Thanks. Like, I know that, you know, we have those abilities, but I'm like, dude, that's trusting us a lot to be working tonight while we're sleeping.
Fine. No problem. Yeah. Contact me. Text me. Send me an email.
Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. I'd like to pray with all of you. Thanks. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we say thank you for taking the time to speak with us. And we'll be honest, those were hard words to hear. My heart aches as you told me to write them down and then tell the team to speak exactly as you asked me to. I love all of them. They are my best friends. But we cannot force anyone to come along with us. We understand, Father, the scope of this task that you've given us. Sometimes it overwhelms us. And as human beings, Father, sometimes we start to question things and we doubt, and you addressed all of that. So I pray for courage. I pray for strength. I pray for wisdom for all my teammates, that they're able, Father, to make their choice, the choice that's best for them, because we will not drag anyone along and force them to do anything that makes them uncomfortable. But we appreciate, Father, your guidance, your grace. We love you dearly. So see into the hearts that have gathered. There is a joy that fills our hearts to know that our friend Tom is on the mend, that he is being healed, and it is a miracle of your hand that has allowed all of this to come into being. Because of the suffering that our friend went through, so many millions in eternity have received strength. So many people here on this earth who know of him have received joy as well because they know he is now on the mend. Where perhaps there were moments, Father, where there was hopelessness, those do not exist anymore. I appreciate your grace. We pray, Father, for your blessing. We lay our concerns in your hands for you know what is best. If there's something we've forgotten, please cover it. And according to what we pray, and please hear us, Father, and know we love you. Amen.